sponsored by Albany Chrysler Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, BNS Excavating, Will and Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Happily's Bar of Richmond, Westside Liquor in Wake Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Central Minnesota Realty, Kensington Insurance Agency, and now Rosa in Belgrade. Dick Putt Show, also brought to you by Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Wake Park, Century 21 First Realty, John Dole, your realtor, Columbia Gear of Avon, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Ron's Oil and Propane, El Rosa Lumber, West Central Sanitation, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Shady Silver Spur of St. Martin, the Wood Shop of Avon, Corky's Bar in Richmond, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. They bring us our Dick Putt Show every Sunday night here on KASM at 7 o'clock. And again, this Dick Putt Show being recorded, we will have that available online at some point tomorrow. Kirby Hemish downloads the Dick Putt Show, and so it is available at mychasm.com. Mychasm.com, you can hear a replay of the Dick Putt Show. All right, let's dig into some scores and highlights over in the County Line League. They had their playoffs, allowing teams to get into Region 4C. And on Saturday, Regal was set to take on New London Spicer. New London Spicer came up short of having enough players. They ended up forfeiting to Regal. So Regal wins that ball game and moved on to take on Painesville on Sunday, where Regal defeated Painesville by a score of 5-0. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Regal, no runs, 3 hits and an error for Painesville. Brandon Wadle on the mound will go the distance. He picks up the win for the Eagles, his catcher Derek Dangerud and Kyle Roloff. For Painesville, Grady Fuchs starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Bennett Evans in the 7th, Luke Johnson in the 8th, and the catcher Griffin Bierke. Some hitting highlights for Regal on Sunday. Blake Karsh was 2-for-3 with a double. Jordan Beyer had a double, and Nathan Meyer with a double. For Painesville, Blake Bogley had a double. So final this afternoon, it was Regal 5, Painesville nothing. And also played today, Regal took on Atwater, and Atwater defeats Regal by a score of 4-2. 4-2, so Atwater, the number one seed coming out of the County Line League. 4 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Atwater, 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Regal. David Kingery starts on the mound for Atwater today, relieved by Josh Kingery in the 6th. Josh gets the victory, and the catcher was Logan Stroman. For Regal, Grant Paffrath starts on the mound, relieved by Connor Roloff in the 6th. He'll take the loss, and the catchers Derek Dingerud and Adrian Belden. Hitting highlights for Atwater this afternoon, David Kingery was 2-for-3, and Kobe Holtz 2-for-4. For Regal, Luke Knutson was 3-for-5, and Bennett Schultz was 4-for-5. So a final this afternoon at Atwater, defeating Regal by a score of 4-2. We'll get more with the bracketing and some playoff or play-in games. We'll do that at the end of the Dick Putt Show, so stick around for that. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. We'll get your station ID, and we will be back with playoff results from the Victory League here on KASM.
For over 70 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany and on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany and 24 hours a day on KASM Albany 107.7 FM. Online all the time at mychasm.com. For 80 years, Columbia Gear has been building gears and careers right here in the beautiful Avon Lakes area. Start building your career today at Columbia Gear in Avon, where their employees are their most valued assets. If you have good mechanical ability and want to be a part of a progressive work environment, Columbia Gear wants you to be a part of their successful team. With Columbia Gear's 80 years of experience of success in manufacturing gears, power transmission components, and assemblies, they have grown to be one of the largest family-owned employers in central Minnesota. Benefits include great weekly pay, today. Incredible benefits including weekly PTO accrual, paid holidays, 401k, low-cost health, dental, vision, and more. We are willing to train. Apply today and build your career today with Columbia Gear in Avon. This past winter was a brutal one, and maybe you noticed your windows were a bit drafty and you are thinking of replacing. El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech work together to bring you the efficient windows you need in your home, plus they add value and improve the looks of your home. Contact El Rosa Lumber and ask them about installing Thermotech windows in your home this summer or fall. Save on cooling this summer and heating this coming winter season. Remember El Rosa Lumber and Thermotech for your next project. They thank you for your business.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business. But Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, design, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating, Joe Byer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Dairyland Supply and Sock Center thrives on customer service. Whether you're looking for parts, new or used equipment, or needing service on your own equipment, we do the best we can to get you the right parts and get repairs done in a timely manner, because we understand the frustration of breakdowns. Give Dairyland Supply a call at 800-338-6455 to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
And back to the Dick Putz Show we go here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Victory League. And on Friday night over in Avon, it was the Victory League Southwest Championship game between the Avon Lakers and the St. Stephen Steves. That ball game goes to the Avon Lakers by a score of 3-1. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Avon. 1 run, 10 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. Matt Pickleman starts on the mound, gives way to Alien Mosqueda. In the fifth, Alien will get the win, and the catcher was Carter Holthaus. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunzer starts on the mound, relieved by Chris Belling in the eighth. He'll take the loss. Derek Durant in the eighth, and the catcher, Matt Meyer. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, Carter Phillippe, 2-for-4. Carter had a triple. Peyton Randall was 2-for-3 with a double. And Reese Gregory, he had a double. For St. Stephen, Bo Schmitz, 2-for-5. Matt Meyer was 3-for-5 with a double. And Cole Fuker, 2-for-5. So a final on Friday night in that Victory League Southwest saw Avon take that number one seed out of the Southwest 3-1 over St. Stephen. St. Stephen will go in as the number two seed. Some elimination games on Saturday in the Victory League Southwest. It was St. Wendell traveling over to Opole, and St. Wendell defeats Opole in 8 innings. 10-0. St. Wendell, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors. And Opole, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. Austin Dickman will start on the ball game. He throws a complete game, allowing just that 1 hit. He's struck out 13 batters. Isaiah Folsom started on the mound. He took the loss, striking out 11. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell, Tanner Reese was 3-for-4 with a double. Jake Ethan, 2-for-5 with a double. And Luke Karn and Tyler Hulds each had 2 hits. Hunter Beckerman, he had the only hit for Opole on Saturday. That was in the bottom of the 8th inning, broke up the no-hitter. As, again, St. Wendell beating Opole in 8 innings, 10-0, 10-0. So St. Wendell qualifying for the Region 8C tournament, Opole eliminated. Another elimination game had Freeport taking on Upsala on Saturday, and this game played over in Upsala had Freeport defeating Upsala 3-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Freeport. 2 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Upsala. Ivor Papke on the mound for Freeport starts and gets the win. He was relieved by Carter Neuenschwander in the 8th inning. He gets the save. Matt Swanson starts on the mound, taking the loss for Opole. He's relieved by Levi Lampert in the 9th inning. Hitting highlights for Freeport on Saturday, Trevor Sawyer was 2-for-4. Brian Benson, he had an RBI single in the 2nd inning. Jake Bregman and Mason Totkus each had RBI singles in the 8th inning for the Black Sox. For Upsala, Levi Lampert doubled and scored in the 8th inning. C.J. Clear doubled. Upsala had the winning run on base when the game ended in the 9th inning. So with the win, Freeport qualifies for the 8C tournament, and Upsala is eliminated from further play. So, a game that was played then on Saturday between Freeport and St. Wendell. And this ball game determined who was third place out of the Southwest and who took the fourth seed. And Freeport traveled to St. Wendell. Freeport defeated St. Wendell 10-6. 10 runs, 10 hits, 5 errors for Freeport. 6 runs, 10 hits, and 5 errors for St. Wendell. Andrew Kersman starts on the mound for Freeport. He was relieved by Mitch Reller in the 5th. He'll pick up the win. Pete Schumer starts on the mound for St. Wendell. He takes the loss, relieved by Jake Ethan in the 8th inning. Nate Mettenberg was 3-for-6. Had the game-tying RBI in the 8th inning for the Black Sox. Trevor Sawyer, 2-for-4 in the ballgame with 3 runs scored. Isaac Sawyer had a home run in the 8th inning, and Ben Millard had a double. For St. Wendell, Logan Harn was 2-for-5 with a double. Jake Ethan, 2-for-4. Tanner Reese had a home run in the 2nd inning, and Austin Diekman a home run in the 7th inning. So again, with the win, Freeport's the 3rd seed, St. Wendell the 4th seed, going into the Region 8C tournament. That final again had Freeport defeating St. Wendell by a score of 10-6. Some other ball games played over the weekend and over on the other side of the Victory League. And the other side of the Victory League, that is the Northeast. The Northeast, where Foley took on the Piers Lakers on Saturday. And with that win, Foley wins over the Piers Lakers by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Foley. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Piers Lakers. Drew Beyer goes 8 innings, striking out 10, and he picks up the win. Mike Mozoff in the 9th inning for Foley. For the Piers Lakers, Noah Sakala starts, goes the first 6, Preston Rushlow in the 7th inning, Sakala with the loss. Some hitting highlights for Foley. Drew Beyer, 2-for-2. He had a home run in the 1st and 3rd innings, and Noah Winkleman had a home run in the 5th inning for Foley. Brady Petron was 2-for-4 with a double for Piers. So a final on Saturday at Foley, defeating the Piers Lakers by a score of 7-2. And then today, Foley taking on Fort Ripley. And Foley defeats Fort Ripley by a score of 12-7. 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Foley. 7 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Fort Ripley. Logan Winkleman will start on the mound. Mike Molzoff comes in the 1st inning, relieving Winkleman. He'll pick up the win. Hunter Hammers in the 8th and Alex Voss in the 9th. For Fort Ripley, Max Boren starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brett Kramer in the 6th inning. Hitting highlights for Foley today. Noel Winkleman, have a day. 5-for-5 with a home run and 5 RBIs. Alex Voss, Dan Marad, and Drew Beyer, each with 2 hits for Foley. For Fort Ripley, Bryce Flanagan was the only guy with 2 hits in that ballgame. So a final today at Foley defeating Fort Ripley by a score of 12-7. There you go. Lots of scores from the Victory League. Of course, all those winners will go on to play in Region 8C. That's going on next weekend, as Region 8C made up entirely of Victory League teams, and that tournament going on this coming weekend. We'll take another break on the Dick Putz Show when we come back. It's scores and highlights from the Central Valley League and the Sauk Valley League, both having their playoffs. We'll get to those scores and highlights right after these messages.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, a longtime aired program on KASM. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, and Jim Camphenkel are all available to help you with all of your farm, home, auto, health, and business insurance needs. Give us a call, 987-3223 today. Set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop in and enjoy a pizza, your favorite beverage, popcorn, or microwave sandwich. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Coco, Bonnie, Amy, and Doug. At Halfley's Bar, you can always play a friendly game of darts or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Swing by Halfley's Bar in Richmond, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show since the beginning of time.
Whether buying or selling real estate, it's one of the biggest investments you'll make in your lifetime. Hi, this is John Dold of Century 21 First Realty. I had the opportunity to play amateur baseball for the Richmond Royals for 17 years and built lifelong friendships. It was there I discovered that so many of my peers made the decision to buy their first home so they could remain close and play baseball for their hometown team. Now my team is Century 21 First Realty. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, business, or farm, call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dole Real Estate on Facebook.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1933 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and great comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursdays. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up weekly editions in many local grocery and convenience stores. We are proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. I omitted one score from the Victory League playoffs that had on Saturday Fort Ripley defeating the Piers Brewers by a score of 3-1. Fort Ripley, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Piers Brewers, 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. No other information on that, but that set up the Fort Ripley and Foley game today. So Foley will go in as the number 3 seed. And Fort Ripley in as the 4 seed in their playoff with Buckman and Nisswa, the other 2 seeds. So the ball games that were played on Saturday over in the Central Valley League had St. Augusta at St. Nicholas, and St. Nicholas defeats St. Augusta in the Central Valley League playoffs 7-1. St. Nick, 7 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. St. Augusta, 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors. Derek Keekley on the mound for St. Nick on Saturday picks up the win. Connor Lincoln comes in the ninth inning, and the catcher, Jeff Lutkin. For St. Augusta, Zach Laudenbach starts on the mound, takes the loss, gives way to Truman Tennis in the fourth, Travis Laudenbach in the seventh, and the catcher, Adam Guast. Hitting highlights for St. Nicholas, Connor Lincoln, 3-for-5. Derek Keekley was 2-for-3. Dylan Roush, 2-for-5. Tanner Anderson had a double. And Tyler Stanwyck, a solo home run in the third inning for the Knicks. For St. Augusta, Nate Guast was 1-for-2. So a final had St. Nick defeating St. Augusta 7-1. That forces a play-in game that'll take St. Nick to Sartell on Wednesday night, where they take on the Sartell Stone Ponies in their ball game, as the Stone Ponies had lost on Saturday to St. Joseph. On Saturday, the Sartell Muskies defeating Becker in Sauk Valley League playoffs 9-4. John Schumer with the win for the Sartell Muskies. David Dominski with the save. Jacob Merrick had 4 hits in that ball game for Sartell. And Jackson Thorne had a solo home run for Becker. So a final on Saturday had the Sartell Muskies defeating Becker 9-4. Sartell will go in as the number one seed in Region 10C. All right, we're going to take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. We'll come back and look at a play-in game in Region 15C. We'll do that after these messages.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better: New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor, with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor, there's one near you.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here for the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman with the rest of my waiter's story. So I was standing in a duck slough in my old waiter's when I noticed that familiar, uncomfortable feeling as an apparent leak began letting in some pretty cold water. It was at that moment that I thought, old waiter's are just like old estate plans. You need to tend to them from time to time to keep them leak-proof. Sometimes a patch will do, and sometimes replacement is needed. Spending a little to save a lot is the key, not only for you, but your loved ones too. Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman can help. Keep listening to Chasm for details.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin wishes the Martins and all Central Minnesota baseball teams good luck this amateur baseball season. Shady Silver Spur has happy hour Tuesday through Friday from 4 until 7, and Saturday and Sunday from 2 until 5, with $1 off domestic beer and rail pours. Friday, it's a wing and pizza special for $20, and Sunday, it's keys for cash at 5 p.m. Stop in before or after the game, and good luck, Martins, from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Play-in game to Region 15C that took place on Saturday over in Lake Henry, where Pearl Lake was the home team against the Richmond Royals, and Pearl Lake defeats Richmond by a score of 9-7. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Pearl Lake. 7 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors for Richmond. Nolan Notch will start on the mound for Pearl Lake. He gives way to Justin Kunkel in the 8th. He'll get the save, and the catcher was Colton Pruth. For Richmond, DJ Schleicher starting on the mound, relieved by Austin Larson in the 3rd. Carter Thielen in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Kyle Buddy. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Andrew Schmidt, 3-for-3. Andrew had a 2-run home run in the 2nd inning. Colton Pruth was 2-for-3. Ryan Winicky, 2-for-4. Adam Braun had a solo home run in the 2nd inning. And Max Fox, the big hit in the ballgame, a go-ahead grand slam home run in the bottom of the 7th inning for the Pearl Lake Lakers. For Richmond, Kyle Buddy was 2-for-4. Cole Schmitz, 2-for-5. Cole had a 2-run homer in the 6th inning. Austin Larson was 3-for-5. And Isaac Holthaus was 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the 4th inning. So a final on Saturday, a play-in game to Region 15C. It was Pearl Lake 9 and Richmond 7. All right, that does it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the regions that are taking place next weekend. We'll get to that conversation right after these messages.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things like not being that fan. That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Proud to sponsor Albany Huskies Sports on Chasm.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QVC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers returning to their fields and raising crops for another year. Ducks and geese are back from their winter vacation. And baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable cropping season. And at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank farmers for believing in the co-op model. Remember, it's not too late to do a custom farm plan or discuss with staff at Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the cropping season. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville loves serving breakfast, lunch, and evening dinners to their loyal customers. New at Queen Bee's, it's Cedar Crest hard serve ice cream, available in 8 flavors. What a perfect treat after your meal. Have it in a bowl or take it to go in a regular or waffle cone. Plus, Queen Bee's can do the cooking for your graduation parties. Treat your guests to pulled pork, roast beef, or tacos. Just call and place your order at 243-3975. And don't forget, Queen Bee's has bar bingo every Tuesday night at 6:30, sponsored by the Painesville Lions.
The team at Ron's Oil and Propane is here to provide fuel, gas, and propane for your home, farm, or business. Hit a home run by calling Ron's Oil and Propane for all your energy needs.
Call Ron's 320-256-3680 or check him out online, ronsfuels.com, RAHNfuels.com.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
All right, back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. So we will be covering Region 15C here on KASM, all 13 games from Lake Henry and St. Martin, starting on Friday night at St. Martin. Those ball games heard here on KASM Friday night at 8:15. It'll be Spring Hill taking on the Cold Spring Rockies. Then on Saturday at 11, Pearl Lake takes on Kimball. At 1:30, it'll be New Munich and Al Rosa. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll get St. Martin and Lake Henry. There will be a game Saturday night. That'll be back in St. Martin, tentatively right around 8:15 on Saturday night. So that's a look at that first couple days in Region 15C. Region 10C going to be played over at St. Cloud, or actually at Sartell, St. Cloud Orthopedic Field in Sartell. So they are the host of Region 4C. We do know the Sartell Muskies are the number one seed there. Becker has made it to that region along with St. Joe and Clearwater. Luxembourg and Watkins are in that that region. And then there will be a playoff game with St. Nick and the Sartell Stone Ponies. That playoff game Wednesday night, 7:30 at Sartell. St. Nicholas and the Sartell Stone Ponies, 7:30 Wednesday night, that play-in game taking place in Sartell. So can attend that one. That should be a darn good ball game. Region 4C, they will have a play-in game on Wednesday night, and Region 4C taking place down in Milroy. Milroy is hosting Region 4C this year. So that region looks like this. They're going to start at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Atwater takes on Marshall at 10 in 4C. At 12:30, it'll be Painesville and Bird Island. At 3 o'clock, Regal gets Milroy. And then at 5:30, it'll be Raymond against the play-in winner, either a New London, Spicer, or Wilmer. So they'll play four games on Saturday in Region 4C. Again, that play-in game will take place Wednesday night at Milroy, New London, Spicer versus Wilmer. So that play-in game in Region 4C. It'll be a fun couple weeks, Region Baseball. We'll get all the scores and highlights that we can gather next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, when we'll do it all over again here on KASM Radio. Thank you to Joyce back at our studios in Albany. And again, remember, we do archive this Dick Putt Show on MyChasm.com. MyChasm.com, that is our webpage. You can go to that webpage. Right across the top, you will see sports. Click on that tab. You'll get a drop-down box with the Dick Putt Show listed in that drop-down box. So, yeah, join us again next Sunday night. Until then, this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy.